In this section, we will be going over the Harding administration and how they encouraged economic policies and growth. So, first off, Harding had Andrew Mellon, a wealthy banker, as the Secretary of Treasury. Mellon believed that he could decrease the economic hardships, and he did. He decreased spending from $18 million to $3 million, causing the Treasury to actually have a surplus of money instead of actually having debt, like usual. He also signed a bill to raise protective tariffs by 25%. Later on, Roosevelt passed laws to break up monopolies, making that economy further boom. After the war, nations were looking for peace and a way to make it so that another war wouldn't pop up. The United States went about this by creating the Washington Naval Disarmament Conference, which caused different countries to come together, signing the Four Power Pact, the Nine Power Pact, and the Five Power Naval Limitation Treaty. Another thing that helped prevent the war was the Kellogg Brand Pact. This was where Frank B. Kellogg drew up the treaty to outlaw war. Another thing that happened was the collection of reparations after the war. During this, the French and the British had to pay back U.S. for all of their loans that they still owed America, and Germany had to pay France and Britain back for all of the damages. Germany couldn't afford all of this, so the United States had to help them out with a loan.
In this section, we'll talk about the economic prosperity under President Coolidge. After Harding's death, President Coolidge became the interim president. He was far different from Harding. He was known as the Silent Cow. Coolidge admired productive business leaders and said one of his most famous quotes, "The man who builds a factory builds a temple." Although Coolidge saw booming rates or booming increases in the economy, farmers' crops still tanked in prices, and labor unions still demanded higher wages and better working conditions, and African Americans faced severe discrimination, and even in the South, where Jim Crow laws were made.